On Monday, La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd's head cross country coach, John Sherb, was inducted into the Minnesota High School Cross Country Hall of Fame at Eastview High School. There were a number of alumni there to watch John being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Also, Q92's Dick Newman was down there, and Dick had this interview with John after the ceremony.
Dick Newman along with John Sherb, Hall of Fame cross country. What an honor, John. Congratulations.
Yes, very much so.
Well, yeah, you gave a real nice talk. You gave credit to people that have credit coming, for sure.
Yes, and as I said, it's been a fun run since 97. It's been fun with everything else, the kids, the family, the tightness. We've bonded a lot of kids, so it's really been fun.
Well, you mentioned a couple of things that I was unaware of when you took over the program. You couldn't fill a boys' team or a girls' team, but that certainly has changed over the years.
Yeah, it has. It's changed a lot, you know, with the kids picking up and trying to get, you know, involved, and range of different athletes just willing to try, and that's what's fun to have.
All right. So, mentioned, you know, your assistant coaches, the people you worked with, and some of the great athletes that you've had the honor of coaching.
Yeah, you know, it helps having assistant coaches. I mean, it does takes a little bit of the pressure off. You know, when Steve Sterwood was the first step in there, he gave us, you know, years before he moved for out and then came back. But then John Qual stepped in for a long time, and which is greatly missed. Now we're trying to rebuild, trying to find someone back in that system with him, what he's brought to the system. But we'll, you know, hopefully find someone, and it's part of moving on. Times you got to move on. But, you know, I've been very, very blessed with two good assistants. I got some young ones coming up. Hopefully we can work them in the system and get them a feel of it too.
And not much time off. You start a week from today, I believe.
Yes, we will start a week from today. So never a dull moment. What can you do?
Well, you've had some great athletes over the years, and the strength of you is to give credit to everybody on your team, everybody that finishes first, everyone that finishes last, and everyone for sure that gets their personal best, and that happens by the end of the season.
Yes, and that's, you know, doesn't matter what your ability is, do the best you can and hopefully improve. And every year, you know, it's always the kids when they first start, and in the end, they make some big improvements, which is good to see.
For sure, and a couple of your finest athletes in Kaiser Friedley and Kerry Collison came here, so you're pretty special in their hearts.
Oh, well, we don't want to say, you know, we want to give them too much credit, too. We don't want them getting a little bit overly large heads on this whole thing. But no, yes, those two, yes, have been part of the numbers. I've really done a nice job and been still in touch, which is always good watching them over time.
You haven't changed, have you?
No. It's always fun. We can always have a smile on your face. That's what you got to have and keep everybody on their toes.
And you even gave Q92's Paul Ramos some credit.
Paul's done a lot for the program. And that's got to recognize
you. He certainly has. Well, thank you for the talk this morning. I know there's lots of people that want to talk to you some more, so we'll conclude this interview. So for Q92 Sports, has been Dick Newman reporting.
Thank you.
That was Q92's Dick Newman reporting from Eastview High School on Monday, where John Sherb, the La Caprile Valley Dawson Boy cross country coach, was inducted into the Minnesota High School Cross Country Hall of Fame.